Praise the Lord. Well, today we're here, first of all, to worship God. Secondly, to celebrate Mother's Day. And thirdly, to celebrate and cheer on these young people as they enter into their destinies. You know, have you ever noticed when at the college football games, when they pan down on the players, they always holler, "Hi, Mom." And they have a sign, "Dad, send money." Many times, kids walking across the stage to receive their diploma will acknowledge their mom. I think that's an indicator of how powerful a mother's influence is upon their children as they grow. You know, the truth is that moms are in a position to influence their children in every way. You know, moms are important because no kid would be graduating from high school if it hadn't been for mom nurturing them, helping them, guiding them, driving them places, and the list goes on. You know, sometimes children look to moms for guidance more than they do dad sometimes. Moms greatly influence their children in what they become in life. You know, someone pointed out that children go through several stages. From 1 to 4 years old, they often say, "Love you, Mommy." Preschool to fourth grade, they'll say, "Mom, can you help me?" 5th through the 8th grade, "Don't come with me, Mom, that's embarrassing." Freshman through senior in high school, "Mom, you don't need to tell me that, I already know it." And at graduation, you may hear, "Hi, Mom." You know, if you're a mom and you're going through one of these stages, well, just hang on. It won't be very long, they'll say, "Hi, Mom." You know, you graduates, as you walk across the stage to receive that diploma, it was a pivotal time for you because life will never be the same again. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says in the NLT, "When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." Paul is talking here and he said, there's a time to do the things that children do. There also comes a time to stop being a child and start acting like adults. That means you start thinking like an adult, you start speaking like an adult, and you start acting responsible. So, as I've spoken just a little bit about moms, let me speak to you graduating seniors. The first thing is, as you grew up, you were part of a family. And the decisions and the values came from the family and from the extended family, which is your church family. That will now change. I don't mean you'll no longer be a part of the family, but however, you'll find that mom and dad are no longer making the decisions for you. You got to make your own decisions about your life and what you do. You got to set your own values. And I encourage you to remember, as you set values, what was taught to you by your parents and the church as you make these decisions. In the Bible, we find a young man by the name of Timothy, who was one of Paul's proteges. And he was stepping out on his own. And in 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul writes to him in a letter, "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know the same faith continues strong in you." This verse is indicating that Timothy's mother and grandmother had a great influence on his life. He saw them in trusting God, and here Paul is encouraging him to follow their faith. I think this verse indicates the powerful influence that mothers exert upon their children. You'll hear graduates say many times, "My mother helped me more than they realize." I remember a letter that Craig wrote to his mother after his graduation from college, in which he didn't want to go, and she said, "Yes, you are." In that letter, he wrote her an appreciation letter. It said, "Thank you, Mom, for making me go to college." You know, sometimes children act like they are not listening to what you say. But moms, you got more influence there than you realize. And they're listening more than you think. You know, as I was getting ready for this sermon, I was thinking about my mom. Dad left the middle of my third grade year to go out and do what God asked him to do, travel and preach the gospel. But it was Mom that was there on the daily basis, influencing my life. I often realize that today, sometimes decisions I make, I learn from her and Dad. Often the decisions your children will make will have been learned from you. Not necessarily what you say as much as how you live. Your children will mimic what you do more than what you say. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Men are what their mothers made them." Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The future destiny of a child is always the work of the mother." Moms are one of the main reasons that kids can grow up strong and graduate from high school and step into the real world. Second thing is, you're graduating from high school. You're now entered into your world. Up until now, you have been a part of your family's world. But now you have your own world. And don't be surprised if no one rolls out the red carpet for you. You may not have many people cheering your arrival anywhere. And you'll probably, all of a sudden, you just find yourself another face in the crowd. This is when you have to begin to say who you are and make your decision of who you are with God. Up until now, Mom and Dad have helped shape that, but now you have to make that decision. You have to say, "I believe. Not my family, not my church, I believe." You know, nobody's going to make you get up and go to class at college. Your professors won't call the house to see if you have problems like counselors at school do today. You'll be surrounded by a lot of people that were raised different than you and have different values than you have. So you'll have to decide what you believe and how you're going to live your life. There's a big difference between being in school and being in the real world. In school, you're taught a lesson and given a test. In the real world, in life, you're given a test that teaches you a lesson. I didn't say that. Tom Baudet did. In school, they teach you ideas and theories that are guaranteed to work. But in real life, it's not always so. You're not always in a controlled environment, and everything doesn't always work like you have been taught that it would. Often the real world doesn't really care about how much you've learned. All they care about is you being able to do the job. Now, there are a lot of positive things that you can learn from real life. For one, you can learn that since you've stepped into the adult world, you can use your own faith to receive. You know, when you were in the family, you know, the family, mom and dad would pray. I know, man, I was growing up, I'd need something, I'd go dad to pray or mom to pray for me. But there comes a point when you have to start using your own faith. And some of you may have already reached that point. If you're not, you're going to. I remember the time that I reached the point that if I was going to get my healing, my dad told me I was going to have to believe God myself. The truth is, God wants you to use your faith to receive the things that he said belongs to you. Up until now, you've had somebody else to pray for you and pray with you. You've had somebody else to say, hey, have you done your devotions today? Or you maybe have been a part of family devotions. Now you're going to have to maintain a devotional life with God and a relationship with God on your own. Nobody's going to be pushing you. You got to learn to manage your own finances. You got to learn to choose the people you run with. And that's very important, because the Bible says if you run with the wrong people, it can corrupt even a good person. If you're going to succeed, you're going to have to stay focused on your goals in life. You're going to have to stay focused on God. You're going to learn that you're going to have to recover from unfair treatment and rejection. In real life, isn't always fun and games, but you can be successful with God. Let me share one last point with you today. You know, parents and teachers, and we ministers of the church have done our best to teach you everything that we have encountered in our lives. But now it's up to you what you do with that and what you do with your life. My favorite verse of scripture is Luke 18:27. What's impossible for people is possible with God. You know, when I was a kid, my dad and mom used to tell me, son, with God, you can be anything you want to be. I told my kids that every time I tucked them in bed. Graduates, your parents have done the best they could to help you become what you are dreaming to become. But now it's going to be up to you to make that dream and that destiny be a realization in your life. It just doesn't happen. You have to work hard to make it happen. You know, there's one guiding factor that I encourage you to keep in mind as you pursue your destiny. And that is, not my plans, but God, what would you have me to be? What is it that you desire for my life? You know, God has great plans far beyond anything we can ask or think. Of course, we all know this scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." God has greater plans than you can ever think about. Man, when I was growing up, in the eighth grade, I had a science teacher that was really interested in weather, and we learned all stuff about weather and cloud formations. At one time, I had to take a test. I named 53 different cloud formations or variation of cloud formations. There's several just basic, and then off of the basic ones, there's different variations. And then we got to studying geology. And that was interesting to me. And then when I was 15, I went to my first dirt track race. And then I read every book about racing in the library. Well, actually, I'd started in junior high school thinking about it, and I finally went in there. And so I either wanted to be a meteorologist, a geologist, or a race car driver. There was only one problem with that. That was my dreams. That was my goals. That wasn't what God wanted from me. I encourage you to listen to God and His dream for your life, because it'll be bigger and better than anything you're going to come up with. When I was 17, at a youth camp, the Lord began to speak to me. You know, I could not have imagined when I said yes to God to be going to ministry. I had no idea that I would be the head of a worldwide organization. I had no idea that I would meet people of great stature in the political world and the religious world. I had no idea that as I grew up, that I would rub shoulders with some of the greatest of the men of God that history can talk about in modern history. I had no idea I would go the places I've gone. I had no idea that I would ever do the things that I've done. And I'm not saying this that God needs all of us to be preachers, but God has called all of us into some ministry. You see, many people look at the ministry as just behind this desk. This is just a part of ministry. In fact, people in the workplace can minister to more people than I would ever minister to standing behind the pulpit of a church. And that's why I say every member a minister. You know, He wants people to follow Him in every walk of life. He needs doctors that will enable Him to help hurting people. He needs national leaders that will go into the political field and make decisions that are godly. He wants scientists and builders and secretaries and salespeople and attorneys, educators, and the list goes on. Sitting in this congregation, we have real estate agents and insurance agents that probably over a period of time will touch more people than I've ever touched. And they have an opportunity to minister. I heard a story not long ago about an individual that was showing a house, and the person began to talk to them about their problems and so forth. They had an opportunity to minister to them and actually lead them to the Lord. All I'm saying to you is, don't be so hooked on your own dream that you can't listen to God's dream for you, God's destiny for you. You know, what I'm trying to say to us all, God has a plan for our lives, and you're never too old to get involved with that plan that God has for your life. If you follow God, He'll take you further than you ever thought you could go. He'll put you in places that you never dreamed you would be. You will accomplish bigger and better things than you have ever thought possible. Graduates, as you step out on the stage of life, up until now, most everything's been planned for you. I remember walking across that stage in May of 1958 and getting that diploma. I walked across the stage as a student, and I walked off on the other side expected to be a man entering into the real world. How many of you did the same thing? We all have. But in front of us, and in front of all of us, because God is always leading us to new horizons, God is always providing new possibilities for us. And each one of us, as we walk through our life, can step on the different stages of life and enter those new horizons and hook up with those new possibilities that God has for you and me. And so today, graduates, we say congratulations. To you moms of these graduates and others ahead of them and others that are coming behind them, we say congratulations to you. You have a great task. You've done a good job, but you that still have children at home, you have a great task in front of you. But remember, what is impossible with people is always possible with God. All of us need to remember the words of Ben Carson: through hard work, perseverance, and faith in God, you can live your dreams. We all come to a point all of the time, different times in our life, that our tomorrow awaits us. It's time to get up and move into your future. Graduates, and also all the rest of us. Because as I said a while ago, there's always new horizons, there's always new possibilities, there's always new destinies for all of us to follow. If I ask for a show of hands, I am sure that among this adult population in here today, that we would find how many of you have stepped into many different destinies as you, from the time you graduated from high school to where you are now. Let me see your hand. Look at that, young people, you that are graduating and you that are still in school. Remember, you will walk the stage of life, but walk it hand in hand with God and let Him guide you and guard you and direct you. And you'll see that His plan is a whole lot better than your plan. His destiny is a whole lot better than your destiny. And as you walk out your plan, I will walk with you and I will give you victory after victory. But you must walk with me and walk out my plan, and not your plan. Praise the Lord. That's what the Spirit of God was saying. I've spoken for a few minutes today to these young people that are graduating, to moms, to this whole audience. As long as we're breathing God's oxygen, there will always be a new stage to step up on. There will always be new horizons to walk into. There will always be new destinies to turn your face toward. And there will always be new victories to achieve. But today, it's all up to each one of us. Graduates, it's up to you. Adults, it's up to you. Students that are still in school, it's up to you. Today, you can make a decision to always follow God and His destiny. Heavenly Father, I've spoken for a few minutes to these people today to charge them and to encourage them to follow their destiny with you, no matter what their age, no matter what stage of life they're in. But Father, especially for these that are graduating from high school and stepping onto a new stage of life, we thank you that the words that have been said will have been find lodgment in their hearts, and may they take them to heart, and may they accomplish what you want them to accomplish. Help each one of the rest of us to follow your destiny and receive the crown of victory at the end of the life. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I trust you got something out of that today. It's something that I just felt in my heart. I think you could tell that I was speaking from my heart to you. How many of you realize that we've all are facing new destinies all the time? New horizons, new victories. But it's not up to God to make it happen. It's up to you to make it happen with God. He can't do it. All He can do is show you the way and maybe open a door or two. But you're the one that must walk through, and you're the one that must do the job. And when it's all done, He will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. That's just some more words this Holy Spirit brought up, and I just said them. Praise God. Bow your heads with me for just a moment. I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. You may be in this place today, and you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior. You may be here today, and you know what it is to serve God, but you have just not walked the way you should walk with God, and you need to rededicate your life. Or you might be here today and you might say, hey, I've been going to church all my life, but I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not. A lot of people like that. You've got to accept Him yourself. God has no grandchildren. Anybody on any one of those invitations, let me see your hand anywhere in this room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere right now. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life. You need to have an experience with God. Anybody, anywhere. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Everybody stand, please. Praise the Lord. Tonight, 6 o'clock right here. Come believe and come expecting. Wednesday night, hour of power, be here. Connection team, go find those first-time guests, please, and take them to the connection room so that they can get that special gift that I have for them. Praise the Lord. All right, staff, you can go to the door so we can shake your hands. That's where we're going to be. Thank all of you for being here today. I trust that the words that we have said to you today will be beneficial for you, and that we will continue to be all that God told us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We sing a chorus around here to dismiss. And hey, if y'all wouldn't leave so quick, Y'all get out the door before I can ever get there. I'm going east today, so I'm going to be barreling down that aisle over there. So be watch out for me, okay? All right, we're going to sing a chorus. And we'll see you tonight. God bless. God bless all you graduates.
Come on, let's declare. Today is the day you have.